You're listening to KCPW. President Barack Obama this week mentioned Mormons while visiting a mosque. So what was the context? I posed that question to Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics.
So President Obama is visiting his first U.S. mosque, really in an effort to try to plead for tolerance towards all religions. Obviously, Islam has come under a lot of fire. Muslims have been under a lot of fire because some of the more radical people out there, you know, things like, you know, what's going on in the Middle East or even the shootings in San Bernardino. And so what he really wanted to do was try to say, hey, look, you know, there have been problems with faiths throughout the history, and we don't want to see one faith attacked. And an attack on one faith is an attack on all faiths. And he brought up the fact that, quote, Mormon communities have been attacked throughout history, end quote, pointing out that the Jewish people were routinely excluded from colleges and professions. JFK was a Catholic, and people were concerned about Catholics running for higher office. So he really tried to bring in the point that a lot of religions have faced this kind of rhetoric before, but that other religions should stand up for Muslims during this time because it could be their religion next.
Right. Or, you know, or has been in the past, I guess, referencing persecution of Mormons in American history. That's an interesting point to make. Was there any response from say, I don't know, higher up officials in the Mormon church?
You know, I never heard anything from them, but I would assume that, you know, they know exactly what we're talking about. The extermination order in Missouri that the governor said that you could essentially kill a Mormon and it was legal to do so. The fact that Joseph Smith, the founding prophet of the faith, was executed by a mob. You know, there have been these kind of stories throughout time, and it actually has proven, you've probably seen recently, there have been Mormons who stand up for Muslims and the rhetoric out there because they know what persecution feels like.
Right, right. Well, sort of drawing the present and the past together. Thomas, in other news, Representative Chris Stewart this week introduced legislation to deal with the Zika virus. What would his legislation do?
So there's a couple of things that this does. Congressman Stewart is a member of the Appropriations Committee. So this legislation essentially would say, okay, a couple of years ago, we gave $2.4 billion towards trying to eradicate and find a vaccine for the Ebola virus when that was the, you know, scary pandemic that started in Africa, right, and was spreading. And so they didn't spend all of that money. And I think there's like a $1.4 billion or so left. So what Chris Stewart is trying to do is take any money left over from the Ebola issue and fund it into, you know, research and hopefully a cure vaccine for the Zika virus. This is just a bill introduction, so, you know, it has a lot of steps to go before it could pass. But you have to take the first step, and he's trying to use his position on appropriations to make this happen.
Well, obviously, Ebola isn't as I guess big of an issue as it was a few years back, a couple of years ago. And so, is there likely to be any, I guess, opposition to this suggestion of reappropriating these funds?
No, and I doubt there will be. The only issue is going to be how fast can they get something like this through? Because obviously, waiting around and waiting for a legislative process to take place is not ideal when you have something that the World Health Organization says is an emergency. So, you know, he's getting the ball rolling, but it needs to get rolling fast.
And I guess specifically geared toward maybe vaccine development, or I mean, I know there's initiatives to eradicate mosquitoes. There could be all sorts of ways this money could be spent.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure the National Institutes of Health is just waiting, hoping that they can have the access to this money as soon as possible.
I'm sure you're right about that. Thomas, just to sort of wrap up the news from the political beat this week, a Utah Democrat has filed a complaint against Representative Mia Love, alleging she misused government resources. What is this all about?
Well, basically, I think it's about politics in some ways. Utah Democrat Craig Janis filed a complaint with the Office of Congressional Ethics. That is different than the House Ethics Committee, I should note. But he filed a complaint essentially on behalf of the Doug Owens campaign. Owens is, of course, planning to challenge Mia Love again this election cycle, essentially claiming that she's misused her government resources because of the stories we've talked about before, the flights to the White House Correspondents Association dinner and back to Utah, the fact she took was reimbursed her office for a flight she didn't necessarily take, And there were some other issues with some links between her website and her campaign online. Essentially, just drawing these all out and saying that they should be investigating her for misusing, you know, her government, her official position. These are complaints are quite common in some form. The Office of Congressional Ethics gets like 50 a week or something like that from various people. And there's a lot of steps to see before they actually even would make anything public. So they won't even, you know, confirm that they received the document, let alone say they're investigating.
Okay, but so Janice files this complaint kind of at the behest of the Owens campaign. Is that a very common thing to see happen?
In politics, everything's common, right? I think you know, the fact that they want to make this issue a campaign issue for this cycle is not a surprise, and this keeps it in the news.
Okay, and so waiting to see whether or not the Office of Congressional Ethics investigates.
Yeah, and that could be months and months and months. It's not like they have a certain deadline. It could take a while before we actually see anything. So I wouldn't hold your breath.
Okay. Well, Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent with the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, in addition to being the president of the National Press Club. Thanks for joining us today, Thomas.
Thank you, Roger.
I've always got to get that in there. It adds to your clout.
Nice. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, we appreciate it. You can find a link to Political Cornflakes at our website, kcpw.org.